This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala ahma ba'd. Today we're going to do a very important aspect of dua that raises a lot of questions. In a hadith narrated in the Sunan of Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "La yazidu fil umuri illa al-birr, wa la yaruddu al-qadara illa al-du'a." The only thing that will increase a person's life is doing good deeds, especially to one's relatives. And the only thing that repels qadar is dua. The only thing that changes Allah's qadar is dua. The same sentiment is found in a number of traditions. For example, in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a similar statement, reported a similar statement, "La yaruddu al-qada'a illa dua." Nothing changes Allah's qada other than making dua. In another narration, narrated in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, "Inna ad-du'a yanfa'u bima nazala wa bima lam yanzil, fa'alaykum bid-du'a ya ibadallah." Dua will help you in that which has already happened and that which has not yet happened. Dua will help you. Whatever has happened in the past, make dua, it will help you. And whatever has yet to happen, make dua, it will help you. So I command you, O servants of Allah, to make dua. And in another hadith, which has some authenticity issues, some scholars say it's weak, some say it's hasan, but the concept has already been proven in the previous ones. It's in another book called the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, which is outside of the famous six books. There is a narration that says that, "Inna dua wal qadar." Dua and qadar, yata'alajani, they are having a fight, ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard, the heavens and earth, until the day of judgment. Dua and qadar are fighting which one will win. Sometimes dua overcomes qadar, and sometimes qadar overcomes dua. And sometimes that ma'raka, that debate, lasts until the day of judgment, which means your qadar will not come down, dua will stop it from coming down. Right? So all of these traditions collectively, they tell us a very interesting reality which raises a lot of questions. And that reality is that dua can and does change what has been predetermined for you. Now, of course, we all believe in qadar. This is one of the fundamental pillars of iman. You all know in the hadith of Jibreel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadar." We have created everything with qadar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wa kana amrullahi qadaran maqdura." Allah's amr, Allah's commands is something that qadar has been done with. There is no changing of qadar. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, "Wa tammat kalimat rabbika sidqan wa'ada." Allah's commandments and Allah's statements are not going to be changed. So we believe in qadar. And yet we're hearing in these hadith that dua changes qadar. How do we reconcile this reality? Our scholars have commented on these traditions in many different books. The summary of it is as follows. First and foremost, we begin this very complicated discussion with the important disclaimer. Qadar is a mystery whose reality will never fully be understood. We simply have to submit and accept. Qadr is a mystery. It involves Allah's knowledge and Allah's power. And our finite minds can never comprehend Allah's infinite knowledge. So to presume that we will understand qadr is an arrogant presumption. And the notion of trying to reconcile free will with qadr, this problem has never been solved in a simple manner, and the Ummah has always been grappling with it. In fact, the Prophet himself was asked by one of the companions, this hadith is literally reported in our own traditions, one of the Sahaba, the same question every one of us has. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, if everything is qadr, why should I do anything?" The same question we all ask ourselves, the Prophet was explicitly asked it, and he gave a beautiful response. He simply said, "You do what you must do, i'malu." Don't use qadr to stop your own deeds. You do what you must do, and you will find your path will be the one that Allah has written for you. In other words, we can say, as Muslims, we never use qadar to justify a future tactic. We only use qadar to console ourselves for a past disaster or calamity. We never use qadar to plan something because we don't know qadar. So we never bring in, oh, Allah's qadar might be this and that. We plan and we expect the best qadar. So that's the first point. We're never going to fully understand qadar. The second point, how does dua change qadar? Our scholars mention that in reality, there are five levels of qadar. There are five levels of qadar. And dua changes the lower levels, but the higher levels, it has already been predetermined that because of dua, the lower level will change. And the highest level, only Allah knows, even the angels don't know. The highest level of qadar, only Allah knows. Very quickly, what are these five levels? Number one, the first level is the what is written in Lawh al-Mahfuz. And that only Allah Azza wa Jal has access to. Allah knows what is in Lawh al-Mahfuz. It was written before Allah created the creation. The famous hadith, the first creation that Allah created was the pen. And Allah said to the pen, write. And the pen wrote down everything that would happen until the day of judgment. That is the Lawh al-Mahfuz. The second level of qadr, it occurred when Allah created our souls on this earth. This is the Yawm al-Mithaq. And that is a famous tradition. We don't have time to go into it. The third level of qadr, it is when our mothers give, the ruh is blown into our mother's wombs. When we are in our mother's wombs, the ruh comes down, the angel brings the ruh down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees qadr at that point in time. When will this child die? How much will this child earn? Is this child a person of heaven or hell? It is written down when we are in our mother's womb. This is the third level. The fourth level of qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, that's annual qadr. So the third level is the life qadr. The second level is the creation qadr. The first level is Allah's qadr. That is beyond any makhluq's knowledge. So the what was that? Number four is the yearly qadr, Laylatul Qadr. And then the final level of qadr, the instantaneous qadr, which is the daily or the minute or the hourly qadr. Like kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'n. That is the immediate qadr. Now, when the Prophet said, "La yaruddu al-qadr illa du'a," nothing changes qadr except du'a. What this means, for example, Allah might tell the angel of death on Laylatul Qadr that this is this person's last year. And on such and such a date, in Rajab 17th, whatever it might be, you're going to take his soul. So the angel of death is assuming this person is going to die on the 17th of Rajab, for example. But Allah has written in a higher level that if this person makes dua, or if his children make dua, or if his parents make dua, then he will be given an extension. And the parents make dua for the child. And because of that dua, even the angel thinks, right now I'm going to take the soul. On the same day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends to a time that only he knows. Even the angel did not know. And that extension happens. Why? Because people made dua for this child. Because others were making dua for a cure. So the bottom line, obviously, Allah doesn't, like in our vernacular, change his mind. That's not befitting of Allah. Allah knows everything. But Allah gave us an incentive. Why change lower levels of qadr and the higher level is already known? Why? Because here's the sir or the secret. When dua is so beloved to Allah, and we've explained in the last 8 days why dua is beloved. When Allah wants you to make dua, Allah has given us yet another incentive. And that incentive is, it is possible for you to change even the lower levels of qadr by your dua. And Allah wants us to make dua even in hopeless situations. And Allah will reward us for that dua. And the dua will have benefits even if that qadr did not change. The effects of dua will continue throughout your life. So Allah wants you to make dua. And so this is the secret of why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that dua changes qadr. Because He wants us to make dua even when we think all odds are against us. Even when we think qadr is against us. The Prophet told us, don't worry, your dua and only your dua. Nothing else changes qadr, by the way. Nothing changes the lower levels of qadr. Not anything other than dua. And to conclude this, even the Prophet would make dua to change qadr. How so? In the authentic hadith in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ would say it's a long dua and one phrase, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ, I seek refuge in you, مِن سُوءِ الْقَضَى, from the qada that is bad for me. I don't want that qada. He's making dua to Allah to change the qada that has already been decreed. Think about it, right? The qada has been decreed and the Prophet ﷺ is saying, I don't want it. Oh Allah, get rid of it. This is from the sunnah. We don't want bad dua qadar. So we want to change the lower levels of qadar for the higher levels, knowing Allah will change it. And only Allah knows. No other makhluk knows. So make dua even when you think qadar might be against you, because those are the lower levels of qadar. Make dua because the only thing that changes qadar is dua. That's how powerful dua is. And inshallah, from tomorrow, we're going to start talking about the etiquettes of dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.